Well, happy Monday morning to everybody. I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, let's get into what might be in the way of that commute. Caltrans Inyo County new work will be the Bishop Creek Utility. It's on State Route 168 West from Big Trees Road to just east of West Bishop Creek near Aspendale. Utility crews will dig poles on the westbound shoulder Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be intermittent one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Moving up the hill to Mono County, Mammoth Lakes utility work will be taking place on State Route 203, approximately 2 miles east of the Mammoth Mountain Lodge. Utility crews will replace poles on Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience 10-minute delays there as well. Moving up a little bit further, June Lake Loop utility work on State Route 158 from Aspen Road to a half mile west near Silver Lake. Utility crews will replace poles on Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience, guess what, 10-minute delays. We're really excited about this next news because we love Lisa Cox here at Sierra Wave KSRW. She has moved from the Inyo National Forest as the PIO to now being the Inyo County Board of Supervisors, officially welcomed her as the emergency manager, Lisa Cox, to the organization. Congratulations, Lisa. Cox comes to Inyo County from, like I said, the Inyo National Forest, where she served the past 3 years as the public affairs officer. In her capacity with the Inyo County, Cox will be responsible for managing disaster preparation, mitigation, response, and recovery efforts, as well as planning, budgeting, training, and programming related to emergency preparedness and response functions. She'll also serve as the liaison with local, state, and federal agencies and work directly with county departments to develop response plans, effectively manage incidents, and systematically restore county operations following adverse events. We are very lucky to have Lisa on our team, Chairperson Scott Marcelin said. She brings a wealth of experience in a variety of arenas, most importantly, incident command, working with the state and federal agencies and communications, and her love for this area and the care she shows for its residents and visitors is evident, giving us all the confidence that she will meet every challenge with the utmost dedication and drive. Mr. Marcelin, you are absolutely correct. Cox spent her career working in public lands and for the last 17 years in the federal service. Her permanent service career includes working as an interpretive park ranger for the USFWS, San Diego National Wildlife Refuge Complex, a fire information officer for the U.S. Forest Service, San Bernardino National Forest, and most recently as the public affairs officer for Inyo National Forest. She also spent the last 9 years working with federal and state incident command teams and currently is a complex Type 1 public information officer. Lisa Cox said, "I am humbled and honored to be serving my community in this capacity for the county of Inyo. The support of the staff here, including my predecessor, Michaela Torres, has been overwhelmingly appreciated, and I will absolutely do my best to rise to the expectation and needs of this role. Thank you to the county for your trust to serve, and as I continue working to earn it with our community members, I welcome anyone's input. Please reach out to me if you have any needs," which would be lcox@inyocounty.us. Well, welcome aboard. I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.